If you plan on taking a trip to the Galapagos Islands, a University of Washington researcher wants your vacation photo album. Dee Boersma has been studying penguins on the Galapagos for 40 years. Her website, igalapagos.org, asks tourists to share their photos of the island's penguins. Boersma told me she has no idea how many penguins live in the Galapagos, but she might be able to find the answer with the help of tourists' cameras.
Those penguins can be easily photographed, and because they have spots, many of them have spots on their chest, they're individually marked just like the freckles, you know, on your skin. Mm-hmm. And so if we can look at those, then we say, oh, yeah, that's the same one. We've got another picture of him. And, he's always around that area. But that's why it's important to have pictures, because they are worth a thousand words.
Why is it so difficult to study Galapagos penguins?
The real problem is that going to the Galapagos, as any tourist will know, is expensive. And as a scientist, we always are poor and rarely have enough money to do what we want to do. And it means I have to rent a boat and go out 2 days to where the penguins are to be able to see them or to take pictures of them. So we realized that, geez, these tourists, there's over 200,000 tourists that are going to the Galapagos every year. And if they could tell us when they took the picture, where they took the picture, we could tell them something about that penguin and learn something about what the penguins are doing.
You're making a virtue of people mobbing these precious islands.
Well, there's already 200,000 people going to these islands, so I'd like them to do something worthwhile for science. And Galapagos penguins are the rarest of all species of penguins.
Yeah, tell me about why are the penguins so important, and why have you been studying penguins for 40 years?
I guess I got started working on Galapagos penguins because I thought it was so crazy that a penguin could live on the equator. I mean, most people think that penguins should be in cold places, not on the equator. And these little penguins look like Jimmy Durante. I mean, they got a long beak for their size, and they're just kind of tiny. And I don't know, I fell in love with them. And so I just can't seem to let them go.
And they are scientifically important?
Well, are you scientifically important?
Absolutely.
Okay, then they are too.
Do they tell us valuable things about our environment?
Yes, they do. Penguins are really ocean sentinels, and they tell us a lot about what's happening in the oceanic environment and often even in the terrestrial environment. So I work mainly on Magellanic penguins in Argentina, but this year we've had a toxic algae bloom. Of course, many people have heard about the blob off the coast of Washington, mm-hmm. and there have been literally thousands of dead MERS, which is a seabird. So seabirds can tell us a lot about what's happening in the environment. And of course, the environment's pretty important to humans, too.
And tell us about a tourist photo that's been really valuable to you.
Okay.
Describe that photo.
Okay. A group of tourists went up to this island called Genovesa, also known as Tower Island. It's kind of up in the northern part of the Galapagos, northeast. So it's an isolated island. There's never been a report of a Galapagos penguin up on Genovesa. And a tourist group went up there, and a guide took a picture of the Galapagos penguin. It's a juvenile, which means it's a young penguin, but certainly way out of where you would normally see a Galapagos penguin, and it was healthy. I mean, it was fat, and you could tell that by the picture. So those sorts of things, nobody had ever recorded a Galapagos penguin from Genovesa. So one photo told us that that penguin was in a place that normally it wasn't, and it was in good health.
And why does that matter that there's a penguin on Genovesa?
Well, if there's one penguin on Genovesa, there could be a second one that comes, and then we could have more. So if they can make a living up there, I mean, the population could expand to some of these other islands where, as far as we know, they've not been ever found or they've ever bred.
This is just amazing to me that my snapshot can tell you so much. How good a camera do I have to have? How good a photographer do I have to be? How much are you paying me for being your research assistant?
Well, that's the good news. We don't pay you a thing.
Oh, good.
But we do tell you something about what the picture is that you took. So we should be able to tell you something about that bird. Is it a juvenile? Is it an adult? Is it a male? Is it a female? Is it in breeding condition? Does it look like it's healthy and fat, or doesn't it? So those help us to know something about the distribution of Galapagos penguins. But as I say, there's not that many. So getting even a picture of some of these penguins can start to tell us, is it the same individual? because penguins are not quite as distinct as you and me. But when you look at them for a while in their picture, you can start to tell them apart.
iPhone photo? Okay.
Oh, perfect. And you don't have to be a great photographer, and you don't have to get that close to them. But as long as it's got some clarity, we probably can learn something, you know, from that picture.
What do you want us to know and think differently about penguins and science?
I want people to realize that they can really make a contribution to science, even if they're not a scientist. They can do that with these pictures telling us about penguins. I couldn't do this research without people being interested in knowing more about penguins and learning more about the environment and how penguins are reflecting changes in our environment. So it's amazing what we can learn if we pay attention to penguins as ocean sentinels.
You want my Galapagos tortoise photos too?
Well, there are probably people that would like them, but
not you.
I'm only interested in penguins.
And if you're interested in penguins too and thinking about traveling to the Galapagos Islands, maybe we just convinced you to do that. Dee Boersma would really like your photos. You can find her photos and submit your own at igalapagos.org. Dee Boersma is a professor of conservation biology at the University of Washington, and she directs, get this, the Center for Penguins as Ocean Sentinels. Cool name, cool project. Thanks for listening.